Hey everyone, this is Jordan from sleeklens.com and welcome to the newest episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. What I want to talk about in this one specifically is about variable aperture lenses. And the reason I'm talking about this is because ever since I released the podcast that talks about frames per second or FPS when it comes to talking about video, I've had a lot of people actually email about doing some basic podcasts, I guess is what you would call them, or a basic series of podcasts talking about some of the basics when it comes to photography, gear, all that kind of fun stuff. And so I wanted to cover variable aperture lenses because I've actually had some questions about what types of lenses to buy and why some are more expensive than others. So I'm not going to actually talk about specific lenses. I'm staring at a couple lenses right now on my desk, and so I could pick up some and just talk about each specific lens. But one of the main characteristics of lenses that you probably need to consider when you're looking at which lenses to get is what is called a variable aperture lens. They have prime lenses that don't really fall into that category, but we can talk about some of that here in just a little bit. But what I want to talk about this time is variable aperture lenses and what exactly they are and what are some pros and cons when it comes to using a variable aperture lens. So just as an example, I just picked up one of the lenses that I have, and it's actually the Canon 75-300 zoom lens. Now this one is a variable aperture lens. This one is kind of on the cheaper side, and that's one reason why some people actually swing for getting a zoom lens like this one, which is the 75-300. Is because it is a cheaper lens, not only mainly in the build quality, but variable aperture lenses are actually usually on the cheaper side. They're less expensive. And so if you want to see if exactly what your lens is, whether it's a variable aperture lens or not, you could actually do it two different ways. One of them is actually just looking at the physical lens. And you're going to see a number on this one specifically. They're kind of all in different places. But on this one, if I look on the near the focusing ring, what I'm seeing here is where it says Canon zoom lens EF 75-300 millimeter. And then there's a 1:, and then a 4-5.6. So if you were to look at your lens and you would see a number that says 4-5.6, sometimes it might say 3.5-5.6 or 3.5-7 or something like that. That means that is a variable aperture lens. That means when you're zoomed for this specific lens that I'm talking about, if I'm zoomed out all the way to 75, which is the widest that this lens can go, my aperture is going to be an F4. Now, if I were to zoom all the way into 300, if I were to look on the back of my camera, my aperture won't be 4 anymore. It won't be the lowest it will be, which is 4. It's actually going to zoom in all the way to 5.6, or it's going to change the aperture to 5.6. That means that this is a variable aperture lens, which means in darker situations, I'm losing a stop of light. So I would have to more or less take my shutter speed down to get more light, or take my ISO up to get more light into my camera, because it's automatically going to darken the image because I'm losing that light. The reason for this is because this, again, on the cheaper side, it's going to change the aperture when you zoom into a subject, and there's less glass in there. There's a lot of less moving parts. A lot of people think that it's just cheaper build quality, which is true. But on the opposite side, if you were to look at some of the like Canon L glass, for example, you can again find lenses that are non-variable aperture, which means like if you were to zoom in, if you have your aperture set to, let's say on some of them are 2.8, if you were to zoom in all the way, your aperture will still stay at 2.8. And that's why they are so much more expensive. Not only that, but the build quality, the glass that's in there, the focal optics of it are a lot sharper. So you're obviously, if I were to compare my 75-300 to a 70 to 200 or something like that when it comes to the image quality. The 7200 is going to be extremely better when it comes to image quality, and that sort of thing. So if you see a lot of sports photographers maybe have these really long, huge, gigantic lenses, most of the time those are going to be a non-variable aperture lens. Those are going to be, if they set it to 2.8 and they zoom into a football player running around, it's going to still stay at 2.8, and that'll get you that really shallow depth of field, that really creamy bokeh effect in your background. So that's one reason why a lot of people choose that. But if you were to get a lens like that, obviously you're going to pay a substantially amount, a large amount of money to get those types of lenses. That's why they are more expensive, because the aperture does not change. So if you, if I were to take this 75 to 300, if I were to go out and, let's say capture, go to a soccer game, you know, a kid's soccer game or something, and I zoom out, to the widest that this one can go, and that's 75. I can get not a wide shot by any means, but I can get a little bit more in the frame. Now, if I have a soccer player that's running around on the field and I want to zoom in and get a really nice close up shot, if I have all of my settings set to manual, that photo is going to be darker than the wide angle one would be. You can get around that, obviously, like I said, by changing your ISO, your shutter speed. And in situations like that, most likely it's going to be a sunny situation. You probably can get away with setting your ISO to auto, honestly, and it will automatically change that for you. But honestly, if you're in a lower light situation, you're going to have a little bit of problem with this types of lens. And that's why you would probably want to look at a non-variable aperture lens, one that has a fixed aperture there, and so it will allow you to keep that light coming into your camera. Again, and this one, obviously, if it's at its widest angle, it's going to be an f4. Not a whole lot of light going to come in there compared to the 2.8 that you might find. So that's one thing to consider when looking at a variable aperture lens. That's why if you were to put this on your camera and you were to zoom in, you would see the f-stop number change as you zoom in. So, you know, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, take a lens that obviously you have a variable aperture lens. Take that lens, put it on your camera, set it to, set it to aperture priority mode, and change it to the lowest aperture that your lens can go on based on that number. So this one would be 4, and change it to f4, and then go ahead and zoom in. So on aperture priority, your aperture is going to stay the same of whatever you set it to be. So if I set it to 4, it should always be 4. But since this is a variable aperture lens, it's going to change because it's going to keep it the lowest the lens can go depending on the zoom length. So that's a really cool thing to see, because then that kind of gets you understanding that you're going to lose a lot of light with that. So if you're not familiar with that, play around with it. Get one of your basic lenses. A lot of these lenses, especially kit lenses or cheaper lenses like that, will be a variable aperture, and it's a really good way to test what I'm talking about, see what I'm talking about, so you can kind of get familiar with, you know, if you're zooming into something, you know you're going to lose that stop of light when you zoom in all the way. So I hope you guys enjoyed that really quick podcast about the kind of variable aperture lens basics. I'm going to do more of these because it seems like it's a really great way to help out the beginners out there who are not familiar with all these markings and buttons and verbiage that are on these lenses and cameras and stuff. So it's a really cool little series that I'm going to start doing, just to help everybody out who's getting into photography. So thank you guys for joining me in this podcast. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you in the next one.